This is Sound and Vision on KEXP. Sofia Cortezas is a house music producer based out of Lima, Peru, and Berlin, Germany. She's been releasing music for the better half of a decade, but it wasn't until late last year that she released her first full-length album. It's called Madres. During the process of making the record, she was navigating her mother's cancer diagnosis. Through her music, she was able to connect with a world-renowned neuroscientist who changed Cortezas and her mother's lives forever. KEXP's Dusty Henry spoke with Cortezas to get the full story.
Yeah, I'm so happy. Like, I could run to talk to you. I was like a crazy Franca Potente in Run Lola Run, but it was Sofia running to get the chance to talk to you. So thank you so much for having me.
That's Sofia Cortezas. When I called her up, she was quite literally running through the streets of Peru. I could hear the horns honking and engines revving on a busy road. But she did finally find a quiet place to catch her breath, with birds chirping no less. As she explains to me, Run, Sofia, Run has been a constant theme in her life, constantly moving forward and jetting back and forth across the world.
Welcome to New Tokyo International Airport.
Sofia was born in Peru, but moved to Berlin shortly after high school. She says the move was made in part after being bullied in her Catholic school.
So basically, my best friend kissed me at school. I was really in love with her. So basically, one day a priest came to talk to me and to tell me that the demon was on my side, telling me to do like horrible, horrendous things like kissing a girl. So they kind of tried to tell me that I was very wrong and nobody wanted to hang out with me anymore. So they kind of like bullied me out of school.
Sofia went on to fall in love with house music while in Germany. She now spends her time going back and forth between both of her homes in Berlin and Lima. They each have informed the person she is and the music she makes. She described to me how both places coexist within herself.
I always say South America is my heart and Germany is my mother. I think when I write in South America, I'm very vulnerable because it's like, it's so beautiful to be around your family, to be around these sounds. Like when you wake up, you have the neighbors that are very loud singing, cleaning the houses, or the birds, or you can go downstairs to the sea and smell it and surf. Writing in Germany is like this power, this bass, this Bergheim bass drum. It's like, come on, Sofia, now do it, work it, make it. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it.
It's been a mad dash for the rising producer, who's been releasing music under her name since 2014. Things have really ramped up in recent years, especially in 2021 with the release of her critically acclaimed EP, Freccia Magdalena. While working on that album, she lost her father to leukemia. The song, La Perla, was written as an ode to her father. The EP's fusion of brilliant production and vulnerable songwriting resonated with listeners. As her career began to skyrocket, another tragedy struck Cortezas and her family. Her mother was diagnosed with cancer. This heartbreaking news upended Cortezas' plans as she turned her focus towards helping her mother. But what ensued is a remarkable story of hope. Such an unbelievable story that it almost feels like a Hallmark movie. It involves neuroscientists, Instagram, raves, of course, some great beats. Like the steady, propulsive rhythm of a house song, Cortezas keeps moving. I spoke with Cortezas to learn more about the album's genesis.
After my dad died, like end of 2021, like I said, like I'm gonna take some time to write an album, but then my mom got sick. And then I really didn't understand what was happening, and there was always one idea in my mind that I really needed to create an album about hope, about not giving up, and about like mothers. I thought like, why is life so unfair? But then I said like, no, that's not true, because life is giving me this as a chance to say thank you to all the people that were like a mother to me, like uncles, or like a teacher, or like a people from school, or my best friends, that they were like a mother moment. And there was like a kind of thank you to all the people that were there to support me and for all the love. And of course, for the people in South America, like for all the mothers that are like friends of my mom, that say like, whenever you feel down, just come home because we love you. Just come home. We are your mothers. And I had this idea in my mind, and I was trying to write about the story about hope and love and not giving up and really always being grateful and being kind and be like, we are so lucky. We humans are so lucky every day that we can breathe, and just like see all these things and as a step and trying to find a solution and try to manifest and have a lot of hope.
The album is called Madres, and the first song is also called Madres. Can you talk about what that song represents to you in the context of all this?
It's about the love of being of the pure purito, I have to say it in Spanish, like el purito amor mágico de una madre. It's about like the purest divine love that is like from your parents or your grandparents or your grandmommy. It's like the purest love out there that you only get it, like is this like love that you have when you hug your mommy or your granny, and they have like these hands and they are so beautiful and they touch your face, and because it's so beautiful that somebody cares so deeply without wanting anything that loving you. Like this song was about like as a niño que estás ahí, your child, that you are there, like whenever you feel down, just come back home, vuelve a casa, and it's like having a place that is called home, where you can be back and be safe, you know? It's like your safe space.
There's this track, Vacuzzi, named after the neurosurgeon, Peter Vacuzzi. Can you talk about that story and how this came to be?
There was like little chance that my mom could make it like over 6 months, because there was like a metastasize that didn't went off even with a lot of like chemios and radiotherapies. So I investigate in the world who, because a lot of neurosurgeons said like, no, we're not gonna operate there. And the only three crazy people that could do it are some of the best neurosurgeons in the world. And there was one in the States, one in Australia, and one of them was in Germany, and his name was Peter Vacuzzi. But like to get like an appointment with him was like, it's so hard, because he's like all the time operating, like maybe sometimes he has like 12 or 13 operations in one day. And the place where this tumor of my mom was in a very like dangerous place, so I couldn't get a meeting with him, and I was running out of time. So again, run Lola run was like next to me again, like I'm all the time like in this kind of scenarios, like run Sophia run. And I said like, okay, I really need to find a way how to talk to him. I was running out of time, like I didn't know like many people that know him. So I said like okay, I have nothing to lose by the power of the Instagram. I'm gonna see if I can use it for a good, really good thing. And I wrote on Instagram, whoever gets me like an appointment with Peter Vacuzzi, I will name a track after him. And then people share the story, and then he wrote me a DM and said like, okay, I'm listening. What do you need? And I was like, oh my God. And I said, like I was so nervous. So I really wrote him a kind of poetry. I thought, like, this guy must be thinking that I'm really crazy. And then he replied after I wrote him all these crazy things, like, okay, can you come tomorrow? And I couldn't believe my luck. I think that's the feeling when you think that you win the lottery of luck. So the next day I went to see him, and he was like an UFO, because he was like such a creature, like with these blue eyes looking through your eyes, like into you, but in a very warm persona. Like, I swear, he's not from this world. Like he was like a presence to me. And then he was looking at the pictures of my mom and then looking at me, and he said, like, okay, I do it. And I start crying like a waterfall. I was crying and crying and crying and crying and crying, and I left that place and I cried and I cried and I smiled and I cried and I smiled and I cried, and people were thinking she's crazy, because when I left his door I was like I couldn't help myself. And then I had to pick up my mom from Peru and bring her to Germany, but I was not sure if she will survive the way to Germany. But we made it. And the next day that she arrived in Germany, she got a stroke. The flight and everything was so stressful, and the metastasis was pressuring the left hemisphere of her brain. And at that moment, Peter arrived. He came from another country, I think from Greece, and he said, like, we're operating today, Sophia. We have no time to lose. And then he operated, and then the operation left like 6-8 hours, and then he said, like, all good, she's good. And I remember exactly that day. It was for me, like, I didn't feel so happy, like, in my life. And my mom was okay after 1 week of the operation. Yeah. He is my muse. Like, he's an amazing human being, a very funny one, and he's like a very friendly UFO.
That sounds like a movie. that's
yeah, it sounds like a movie. Oh my God, that was the crazy story as well.
Yeah. Wow.
And all the timings were also very perfect.
And I hear that he had some sort of, like, he has some interest in music, or like consultation.
He's very interested. So sometimes he, when he operates, he listens to music on the operation room. When they're opening the brain and they're like making like the first steps of having like a brain surgery, they listen to music. He has a very good music taste, to be honest. He's like very, very good, and he's very interested and very interesting in arts, and he's like super cool. I remember that, like I said, like, you show me your world, and I mean, I have nothing so much to give you, but I would love to invite you for a show, but I will only play in Berlin. My next show is in Berghain, so if you want to come. But then he brought 10 neuroscientists and neurosurgeons to my Berghain show, and we were all raving, like, to techno music. It was amazing. It was amazing. It was so funny. Wow. Yeah, it was so crazy. Yeah, it was amazing, yes.
Raving with the neuroscientist, that's incredible.
Raving with a neuroscientist, yes.
Your mom moved to Berlin with you now, is that right?
Yes, she's a real Berliner now.
How's that like? Is that influencing your art? Is it great having her around?
Oh yeah, it's amazing. She lives near my friends, actually, and she likes to go to the museums. Like, but of course, right now we are back in Peru, so she tries to live like half of the year in Berlin and half of the year here, because she has all her doctors there. But she's liking it. For me, it's like much easier, and I feel more like less anxiety when I know that she is somehow in my world around the people that I trust the most. So it's amazing, and she went even like to Berghain. I took her to her first rave, so sometimes like she comes to some of the shows that are safe for her, yeah.
One of my favorite tracks on this new record was How Music Makes You Feel Better.
Oh, yeah.
Such a great track, and there's this like euphoric feeling I get from the track, that something I feel like in a lot of like transcendent house music, but just that, that euphoria. Can you talk a little bit about that song and what that phrase music makes you feel better means to you?
Yeah, so basically I remember, I don't know if Peter remembers, he said like when I really wanted to cancel a show when my mom was not feeling good, he said like, no, we're gonna make her feel safe, and then when she's okay, you're gonna make music, you're gonna listen to music, and Sophia, music is gonna make you feel better again. And I said, this guy is a genius. So basically, he created the song with the idea. Even when I was in the clinic and I was like, how like I could like be creative again, and like how music is gonna make me feel better again. I was like, doom. I even like recorded some of little bits of field recordings at the Charité, and there was like one beautiful nurse that she was also all the time singing to a soul track, and I was like, oh, this sounds so good, girl. And she was all the time coming with a good mood to my mom. I said, hello, ladies. And I was like, whoa. She's like, yes. And that was like, life perspective was at that moment changing. And I was like this beat. And I was like, yeah, I really needed to make a track about like, that was very so soulful and was very like positive. And it's like, yeah, how music really makes you feel better and elevates your persona and makes you even like stand in a different position, you know. I really wanted to have this positive song that can talk to your body and to your hands and to your shoulders. Yeah, and I was like, yeah, some of my best people that I was asking for advice was in the clinic, the nurses. They were like my sound advisors.
My engineer assistants,
the neuroscience and the nurses. Yeah.
After years of running and still running, Sophia Cortezas is hitting a stride. Madres isn't just a brilliant full-length debut, but a testament to the power of music's ability to bring people together in the most unpredictable ways. For KEXP, I'm Dusty Henry. We'll be right back.
That was Sound and Vision. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and consider giving a one-time $20 donation to help support this show at kexp.org/sound. Thanks for listening.